If you're buying a large apartment building in an area that is very desirable, you're gonna have these private equity funds or these family offices. What these people do is they're looking for operators. They're looking for places to place their money.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about three reasons why buying large apartment buildings is better than buying tiny apartments. If you want to know why tiny apartments are better than large apartments, check out my other video because I also have three reasons why tiny apartments are better than large apartment buildings. Okay, so reason number one, the scalability, the net worth, right? I've combined those two, okay, is exponential, right? You're buying these large apartment buildings and your net worth starts to multiply extremely, extremely fast. So that's really one great thing about large apartment complexes over smaller apartment complexes, okay? It's crazy. Multiplication is insane, right? I've seen it happen in my life, okay? Number two, you have a large apartment building, guess what? There's more cash flow, right? You're gonna be making more cash flow. Your net worth grew and your cash flow is gonna grow because now you have a building that's 100 units producing cash flow over a building that only has 10 units. Now, it all depends how much ownership you have of that 100 unit building, right? If you only own 5% of that building, well, you're not gonna have a lot of cash flow. But if you structure it right, you got a great deal, maybe you got some private investors that you don't give away any equity, right? Maybe they just come in and take 20% of ownership of the building and you own 80% of that building, right? You got a great deal. You own 30%, you own 50%. That is great. Now you have massive cash flow and massive net worth. Number three, the loans are so much easier to get than these tiny apartments. You got a 10 unit for $500,000? It's hard to get a loan. I mean, it's harder. It's not impossible. It's just a little bit harder. And usually those are recourse. So you gotta sign your NAIF and give your firstborn away in case that project fails. They come and take everything, okay? Even the dog, they'll take everything. All right. Now, the loans are easier on the bigger projects because a lot of these banks want to give bigger loans and they give you a non-recourse loan, which means you don't personally guarantee that loan. If something happens there, they can't come for your dog. They can't come for your kids. Hey, they might come for your spouse. You can let them have their spouse, right? Give the spouse away, no problem. But, you know, it's a lot easier to get a loan for larger apartment complexes. That's just the way it is. I'm actually going to give you a bonus. And the bonus here is raising money. Right, you're gonna buy a big apartment building. People say, oh, you gotta raise a lot of money. Yes, you do. But if you're buying a large apartment building in an area that is very desirable, you're gonna have these private equity funds or these family offices. What these people do is they're looking for operators. They're looking for places to place their money. So if you gotta raise, you know, $10 million and it's a great project, some of these funds will come in and they'll fund 100% of it or 90% of it or 80% of it. So if you gotta go raise $10 million, now they come in with $9 million. Now you only got to raise $1 million. And that should not be a problem if you got a great project. There's actually a lot many more tips or many more reasons why large apartments are better than tiny apartments, but I'll leave you with these three, which are my favorite. And again, if you want to see why tiny apartments are better than large apartments, go check out my other YouTube video.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback, not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.